Blake Bortles is getting rave reviews.
Beautiful throw over the top.
He made plays. He the man.
That's an awesome performance.
The young quarterback looked the part in the dress rehearsal game of the preseason.
Good night's work.
But it wasn't all passing grades for the Jags Friday night.
You can learn some lessons here. You see, it's a game of inches.
There is still plenty of work to do Thursday in the final tune-up in our nation's capital. We'll break it down tonight on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And EverBank, are you ready to up your financial game?
But a lot of really cool things, man. This team is coming together, really coming together. And other guys are stepping up when their numbers call. That's a beautiful thing.
Night as well. Some of the fans here on the rooftop at Black Sheep in Five Points, and we're here for All Access once again live tonight. Hi, everybody. Sam Kavaris along with Jeff Lagerman here this evening, and Jared Odrick joins us as our guest. There is news to be made today by the Jaguars. It starts with Julius Thomas, and Thomas apparently is going to have a second opinion beginning tomorrow about his hand, and he may or may not have surgery. There have been reports that he will have it, and if so, Dave Caldwell said the latest he would be back 100% is the fourth week of the season. Jeff, what do you think about that?
Well, usually a second opinion means something's not healing properly, so I would not be surprised if all of a sudden we hear tomorrow that he had surgery and that it will require 4 weeks from that point to heal. So it's unfortunate. We thought that he was going to be available for the opener. He's such a valuable player and a great receiver, but that's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
And the other news of the day is also the way it goes in the NFL, as Josh Scobie in his 12th year with the Jaguars has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Scobie, who kicked just about 81% in his career, was ranked 29th last year. But remember, some of those kicks were blocked, as well as three of his misses, Jeff, came from more than 50 yards.
Yeah, it was not Josh's best year last year. One thing is very apparent, though. Jason Myers won the kicking battle. If you were just ignored everything that Josh Scobie has ever done and just based on your decision on what happened in the offseason, mini camps, and training camp, Jason Myers won it. Incredibly strong leg.
And that's what happens in the league. A lot of times it comes down to those 6 weeks leading up to the regular season.
Yeah, and Josh Scobie's going to be kicking in a little bit of a different environment from now on.
Maybe one of the hardest places to kick, and that's Heinz Field, the home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Our guest this week is Jared Odrick. Jared joins us as the guy who was expected to anchor up front, came to the Jaguars as a free agent, his sixth year out of Penn State. 6'5", 304 pounds. Unrestricted free agent from the Dolphins, which means he picked the Jaguars and they picked him as well. 129 career tackles for Jared and has played in 64 consecutive games and joins us here live. Welcome. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So far, what do you think? I mean, you're having a good time. Is this what you expected when you signed with the Jaguars?
Yeah, that and more. I mean, being able to live by the beach, number one, and just enjoy Jacksonville and this beautiful beach has been awesome in itself. And then, obviously, you know, being a part of such an organization like the Jaguars, and, you know, just the way that I've been treated, the way I've been spoken to, and, you know, the role that, you know, I wasn't necessarily given, but, you know, expected to perform, it's been pretty awesome.
You talk about how you're spoken to. You go from Joe Philbin, who's a little old school, to Gus Bradley. That's a pretty big change.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's old school, but, you know, it's, you know, I wouldn't say that there's too many nuances going on with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, it's still football, you know, and it's still a lot of old school principles. But I guess what's new is, I guess, you know, the way they handle, you know, themselves, their philosophy, and the way they go about coaching, which is a lot of positivity, in which, you know, a lot of guys respond well to.
It still is football, and there was football here in town last Friday night against the Detroit Lions. The Jaguars' first teams performed very well, and our top plays, Jeff, start with this little screen pass to Denard Robinson, who takes advantage.
Well, and Denard's getting better and better. And, Jared, I know that you get to see him in practice. Here's a guy that was a college quarterback, and it just seems like every week he does something better and different.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's just start off in terms of connecting Joe Philbin and or the Miami Dolphins and Shoelace. Do we call him
Shoelace? That's correct.
I used to get fined for not having my shoelaces tied, right, at practice. So the thing is that now there's a whole guy who has this whole persona about not tying his shoelaces here, and people love it. So it's been a bit of a change, but he's been playing awesome. He's been practicing really well, and it's been great.
Our second top play comes in this Mercedes Lewis catch for 19 yards. He really looks like a rejuvenated player.
Well, he's healthy. I mean, when you're healthy as a veteran player in his 10th year, it makes all the difference in the world. And I know that, Jared, you know how good of a blocker he is. But now it seems that he's taking the ball catching to another level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that he's been able to, you know, find a new asset in his game, you know, something that's been there. But, you know, it's also growing and developing with Blake.
And the Jaguars certainly took advantage of that as Lewis, this catch ended up in a first down. The Jaguars went down to score, and that's our Baptist Health game-changing moment. A little nice move by Hearns, a nice read by Bortles, and Rasheen Mathis gets beat for the TD.
Well, and I want to put it all on Rasheen. I think Rasheen, to give him a little bit of respect, was playing that like he was expecting safety help from number 32 right there, and he didn't get it. So that can't all fall on Rasheen. But Alan Hearns, nice job and a nice game for him. He caught everything that was thrown his way, his best game in the preseason yet.
We will talk more about Blake Bortles, but this is another indication when you look at Blake in game situations like that, he sees what's developing, and he sees the open guy, he throws it to him.
Well, and I think that's what it's all about becoming a veteran quarterback. And you got to grow with a young quarterback in Tannehill in Miami, so you know what the process is all about. And from watching Tannehill from afar, I don't think that Tannehill had this much development in his second year.
I guess it's a fair assessment, you know. I'm not here to throw anybody under the bus, but he's developed a lot. And I guess, you know, to big up Blake, he's accomplished a lot in his second year so far. You know, just from me watching film on him, you know, playing him last year to now being on the team, you know, it's definitely different than what I expected. But at the same time, when you have a guy working, you know, as hard as Blake does, then, you know, it is kind of expected.
It has been a very good preseason for Blake Bortles, and it has showed in his production, in the statistics. Jeff, it is his third offense in 3 years, but he really seems to have taken to this one as well as everybody else on offense has.
Well, the numbers don't lie. I mean, plain and simple, 65% completion rate, a 93.8 rating. He's efficient. He's moving the chains. And I think the one thing that I respect most about him, Jared, is his leadership ability. Just from watching him interact, it seems like guys rally around him, and he has a little bit of that natural leadership in him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Blake's a guy, you know, and that's what's great about him. You know, from just everyday interactions with him to, you know, me tapping him on the shoulder and telling him, hey, I just followed you on Instagram, and getting a follow back, you know, that, you know, because I've done that before with other guys in other places, and it's not always as smooth. But then also just seeing his personality and the way he portrays himself, it's really been awesome to work with him.
Andre Branch is injured, sprained MCL, will be out indefinitely at this point. They say a significant amount of time. You guys have a lot of options up there, and you expect to rotate people in. Who do you expect to step up in this situation?
Well, you got guys like Ryan Davis, you got Chris Smith, Cap Cappy, who's had a great preseason. You know, so you have a lot of guys that are there, and obviously Chris Clements, you know, who's a mainstay in this league, and, you know, and with, you know, Gus Bradley and the Jags. So, I mean, there's a lot of options there where we can have a rotation of people and really getting after the quarterback.
I wish he had the option of Dante Fowler.
Yeah, we all do. Most definitely. No question.
Very talented young man.
And you're one of the free agents that the Jaguars picked up. If you look, Jeff, if you look at the free agents that'll start on defense, I mean, it's revamped, and it looks like a veteran-laden club these days.
Well, and for me, Jared, the question is that there's so many new guys. What has it been like? You know, because in free agency, you're moving to a team that kind of has in a locker room that's established a certain way, and you kind of have to acclimate yourself into that locker room, and there's a number of you on defense. What has that been like for you guys?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't rag on too many people too quick. You know, I don't, you know, I guess I've been known to, you know, not only be opinionated, but to joke around a bit in the locker room and whatnot with the guys. And so, you know, I've been holding off from doing that so far and kind of trying to pay my dues.
Right.
You know, I guess you would say, but, you know, it's been great. You know, the locker room is, I wouldn't say it's so different. I think, you know, some things, you know, transcend from team to team, you know, and, you know, are really, familiar from locker room to locker room, especially, you know, the D-line group. The D-line group is probably going to be the most outspoken and jovial group on the team, and that's kind of held true across the board.
One of the things that you'll find differently, although we used to be the movie capital of the nation in the early 1900s, and many movies and television shows have been shot here in Jacksonville, not recently, particularly not as recently as your appearance on Ballers, because you were in Miami at the time, right?
Yeah, I was. We shot that in January, so that was during the free agent period. Yeah, there it is. You know, this is the sun's still out, so hopefully they don't show any motorboating.
But at the same time, you had a line here, right? Something about the dice?
Well, it was more about the bread. I asked if Joe Cartel had any bread.
Got any